This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic Speaker Nancy Pelosi revealing her list of House impeachment managers will prosecute the case against President Trump in a Senate trial, a trial now expected to begin on Tuesday. The team will be led by Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, chairs of the House Intel and Judiciary panels. The other managers, California's Zoe Lofgren, New York's Hakeem Jeffries, Florida's Val Demings, Colorado's Jason Crow, and Texan's Sylvia Garcia. Nadler saying at the briefing where the managers were announced.
Because, I mean, some people said, well, you know, let the election take care of it. He's trying to cheat in that election. So it is essential that we bring this impeachment to stop the president from trying to rig, not from trying, he tried, from rigging the next election.
President Trump will be signing the first phase of a new China trade deal shortly. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're drowning in IRS tax debt, pay attention to the special announcement. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. Get ready to take this number down to take advantage of the new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Here's Jesse from Las Vegas.
I've been so stressed out lately knowing that I owe the IRS over $22,000, and now they just garnished my wages. A friend of mine told me about Superior Tax Relief, so I called them, and they were able to stop the garnishment, and they were also able to help me with my other tax problems. I feel so free again, and I would definitely recommend Superior Tax Relief.
Call Superior Tax Relief now, 800-780-3910, and speak to a qualified professional who can protect you from the added fees and negotiate your tax liability. Superior Tax Relief can help open new doors with the IRS Fresh Start program that's available now. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call could save you thousands. Call 800-780-3910. 800-780-3910. That's 800-780-3910.
Worldwide debt is at a record high, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The number comprises borrowing by households, governments, and companies, and it grew from $9 trillion to nearly $253 trillion in the first 9 months last year. The biggest problem countries are New Zealand, Switzerland, and Norway, all of which have rising household debt levels, while government debt to GDP ratios in the U.S. and Australia are also at all-time highs. Debt levels are lower in emerging markets, but even there, they're rising fast. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The impeachment papers head to the Senate on Wednesday. The trial should begin in 1 week. A small group of Senate Republicans want to also hear from witnesses. GOP leader Mitch McConnell.
We're going to vote on that at the appropriate time after we listen to the argument.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
People often use social media to bash a company or a product. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg says that may not be a good idea.
Sitting on hold over the phone waiting to talk to a customer service representative might be a thing of the past. Consumer Reports says social media is a powerful way to get results quickly if you want to speak directly to a company. Now, I had a chance to catch up with David Meerman Scott. He's author of a book titled Fanocracy, Turning Fans into Customers and Customers into Fans. And one of the things we discuss is how sometimes though people will go on social media and will only use it to complain at a company versus also going on there sometimes to say when a company does a good job, giving them a shout out.
It really is just another great example of this idea I think the pendulum has swung too far in the direction of superficial social media at a time we're hungry for true human connections. So when you can engage with people on a human basis, hey, thanks for helping me out, great job. That's really powerful stuff. And I find it interesting that a lot of companies don't respond when somebody praises them. And that's a huge mistake. If you want to build fans, you should always engage with your customers, especially when they're praising you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is Dan Perkins for your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you know that about 1 in 10 veterans are homeless in the United States? For the third year in a row, Songs and Stories for Soldiers has sponsored the Santa Bell Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans program. In 2019, the people of Southwest Florida donated to the Bay Pines VA Healthcare District 550 pairs of shoes and over 1,200 pairs of socks for homeless veterans. So here's your veterans tip of the day. This summer, set up a group of people to collect shoes and socks for homeless veterans in your community between Thanksgiving and Christmas 2020. Sit down and have a conversation with the Voluntary Services Director at your local VA hospital and telling him what you're going to do. If you have any questions, have them contact their counterpart at the Bay Pines Healthcare System. You may find that someday you may be a recipient of shoes and socks for homeless veterans. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Yep, it looks like the articles of impeachment are going to be heading over. Will he have a little bit more pomp and circumstance just to make sure that everybody is equally agitated by it all? But it's only the beginning, and, you know, we'll take it one step at a time, because as we realize in all things in life, it's all a process. Sometimes you got to walk before you, you got to crawl before you walk, before you run, as they say. Randy Kay is joining us now. Randy is the Chief Learning Officer at Pace Setters. It's a leader in human development and the first to introduce a validated course on thriving skills. He is a author, amongst many other things. He has authored 6 books, the author of the latest book, Dying to Meet Jesus, How Encountering Heaven Changed My Life. Randy Kay, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Okay, so Dying to Meet Jesus, why did this book have to be written?
I think it had to be written because there are just so many people that have either doubted God or lost hope or gone through struggles. And that encompasses, I think, just about every single person. Mm-hmm. And so it was a difficult book for me to write. I have been in the business community. I've never written a quote-unquote Christian book, although I've mm-hmm. been a Christian for many years. And I've written several business books. But I interviewed on God TV in Florida, and the interviewer knew me and asked about my near-death experience, and that prompted me to write the book. And I shared my failures and felt that that was the first time really that I was called to talk about my failures and sufferings and all the things that I really never wanted to speak or write publicly about.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sometimes what happens in our business world, because in business we're taught and experience teaches us that hey, you don't let them see your weakness. You go in with strength, and you're constantly affirming yourself, because that's the conversation of business. But at some point, you have to get real with yourself. In fact, we were just having this conversation last night, Randy, with a group of men that we study the Bible with together. And we talked about all of us, men of faith and women of faith as well. But men of faith, you have that Damascus Road experience, whatever it is that you call it. But it's that connection, or that impact that God has on you at that moment in time that turns your world around, that has you looking at I was, I am. This is what I was before I met with God. This is who I am now. And we can all look back and see in our lives that moment, that I was, I am moment, that Damascus Road experience where we came in contact with God and we had a decision to make. And, you know, thankfully for those that were in the room, so far so good. We made the right decision. But it is a process, and it is antithetical to those things in business that say, hey, don't let them see you sweat.
It is. And, you know, I've caught, you know, I've taught several different courses, skills, development, and what have you, and directing human development within some corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. Vulnerability is not something that's highly esteemed within the business community, you know, or in life for that matter. And yet it is the one of the most essential connectors, human connectors.
Mm-hmm.
That is when we can, Stephen Covey called, you know, airing our vulnerable side, psychological error.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to share Jesus Christ openly now to those with whom I have worked, it really creates a whole new vulnerability.
Right.
Because faith in the workplace is something that's not easily condoned.
Mm-hmm.
Today, especially, I think. But my personal encounter, having gone through a near-death experience, was quite traumatic. I had been on a high note. I was in Washington, D.C. to introduce several years ago a new drug that was hailed as a cure to Alzheimer's. And we were on the front cover of Time magazine. We were on all of the major networks. And I came up with a slogan, Making Alzheimer's History. And we thought we were on the fast track to something very great.
Right.
And some patients developed encephalitis, third stage of clinical trials, which is a swelling of the brain. The FDA forced their recall. And there was a slippery slope down which we traveled after that. So I started a biotech company. Then, of all things, I bought a newspaper. I love to write. I wrote for the Chicago Tribune. I've written for Wall Street Journal and Forbes. And so it was a love of mine, writing. But all of those faced challenges, having to raise money for the biotech and the venture with the newspaper.
So what was it? You just figured you weren't busy enough? You just take on new businesses and projects? What are you thinking?
All of that is to say, Mel, that I realized failure in a profound way, you know, being on a high note and then realizing failure. That was one epiphany for me, is that most of the time when we write or speak, we need to espouse, you know, what our successes are or accomplishments in order to create some validity or viability within with the audience. In my case, I recall distinctly coming back from the God TV interview where I felt the Lord was saying, I want you to talk about your failures. I want to talk about what you, and so I had to, I felt I had to share some of those vulnerabilities we were talking about, one of which obviously the near-death experience itself, but also the challenges with my daughter.
Exactly.
Mental illness, drug addiction, and loss of jobs. All of those positions.
So here you go. You're riding this wave of success. Everything's rocking and rolling for you, and then life happens.
It does. It does. I was flying back from an interview with a major healthcare company with whom I had worked for previously. And felt a heaviness in my calf after having landed and gotten back home in San Diego. And that heaviness continued. I should have known better, having worked in the healthcare field, that it was more than a calf muscle pull. But I had been exercising, and it got worse. I couldn't breathe. I attributed that to asthma. And then I couldn't even walk a few feet out to empty the garbage at home. And my breathing continued to worsen. I could barely walk up the stairs. But we had planned a trip to Joshua National Tree Park after a lot of stressful times over the past number of months.
Randy, we've got to go to break here, so I'm going to hit the pause button for just a moment, and we'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Randy Kaye and his new book, Dying to Meet Jesus, right here.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
You are the air.
Live.
You know, the spectrum of our faith is such that, when you hear some of this, what we call bumper music in the vernacular, you say, wow, that's really powerful. And I say the spectrum because some people hear that and they say, well, okay, sounds like a nice lyric. I can kind of sing, almost dance to it, so to speak. But for others, when you get to that revelation and that realization that God is the very air that you breathe, you're just not the same. You're totally transformed. And in a sense, this is what's happened to Randy Kay. I mean, 30 years he's been walking with God. He's had a successful business. Things are going good. But then God says, look, it's time. It's time for you and I to have a conversation, and we're going to meet. And you're not going to be the same. God knew that. Randy wasn't sure he knew that. But, of course, he found out. As those of us who have had those moments, we call them a Damascus Road experience, whatever it is that you want to call them. But it's that moment in time in the spectrums of our lives when we meet face-to-face with God and we're no longer the same. It is so, so life-changing. And for you, Randy, as you were relating to us before the break, here you come back from a flight, nagging pain in the calf, and you think, okay, it's maybe exercise. I mean, you do the things, we all self-diagnose ourselves and convince ourselves maybe it's not as bad, maybe it'll just go away, and it doesn't. It keeps up, and your leg is trying to tell you something, right?
Absolutely. And I was having trouble breathing as well as the swelling of the leg. And I had attributed that, as you mentioned, we sometimes make excuses to ourselves. And for me, I thought, well, I just need an anti-inflammatory. So I went to the orthopedic doc and expecting to have get a prescription so we could go on our trip. And I was rushed to the emergency room. Just 2 weeks before, we had been going through a lot of stress, and my wife and I were in the coffee shop, drowning our sorrows in lattes. At least we have our health. And now I found myself in the ER, straining for breath and not being able to really walk. So I had a CT scan. I had an ultrasound done. My leg by this time was about twice the size of my other leg. And I was struggling to breathe. So a breathing apparatus was inserted so that I could breathe. And the doctor came in and he said, you're a lucky guy. He said, most people in your condition, that come in flat, they never walk on 2 feet again. And the nurse said, yeah, you're a dead man walking.
Wow.
So, those are great encouragement.
Right, exactly. I love that line. Maybe we'll make it into a song, okay? Yeah.
Right. I think it sounds familiar.
Right.
So I was caught in the throes, obviously, of something very severe at that point. I had been in accidents previously and all kinds of things, but at this point I was told that the real solution would be to have surgery and to crack open the chest, essentially, and have a trained surgeon to pull out the blood clots. And the nearest trained surgeon to do that was about 25, 30 minutes away, and it was determined that I wouldn't make it. So the only solution was to heavily anticoagulate my blood, that is, use heparin to essentially thin the blood, as we say.
Right.
And it was at that point just a waiting game. I couldn't breathe. I felt like a floppy fish out of water. I was, my chest was expanding, like a 300 pound man was sitting on the chest. So I was in critical care when the doctor came in to draw blood, and he said, "Well, this is strange." He was trying to draw blood from my arm and couldn't, and
Here you are. You're just about leaking blood. Your blood's so thin, you're about leaking blood. He can't even tap into you to get blood. How does that figure?
Right. They found six blood clots.
Mm-hmm.
However, now, because the IV was left in my arm too long, an infection set in.
Oh, wow.
And now I had an infection, what we call MRSA.
MRSA, oh, the worst, yeah, right.
Bacterial strain. Mm-hmm. And that was now systemic, that it was coursing throughout my entire body. So it was like a traffic jam. And I know you've, far from Southern California, you're familiar with
right.
LA traffic jams.
Right.
And so it was like a traffic jam throughout all of the major arteries and veins whereby I was clotting throughout my entire body. And they call it hypercoagulability, which is a state of just clot, of having the blood flow stopped. So it was at that point that that my body started flailing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was beyond hope at that point, and everything went dark.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in a space at that point where I think each of us, that certainly those who know Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
will find themselves. But for me, it was I was in a state of darkness to light, to gray, to what I'm going to describe is very ethereal and somewhat nondescriptive, because I'm going to relate something that is entirely new, was new to me, and I think new to others who have gone through similar experiences.
Right.
I saw,
Randy, we got about 2 minutes left here. I'm sorry, but go ahead. Just to give you an idea in timing. Go ahead.
Well, the light that was coming from above was so bright, I didn't think I could look into it. There's a lot that I detail in the book, but
mm-hmm.
nonetheless, getting to the tremendous part, the great part, the next thing I knew, I had, somebody holding me tight. And Bill, I've got to say, I can't get through this part without, tearing up. If you could see, normally, but it's just, the overwhelming sense of being with my Lord Jesus Christ, and
just being loved in a way you've never been loved before.
Oh,
right.
You know, being loved, Bill, by consummate love. That is, you know, we know love as an emotion,
mm-hmm.
As a feeling, maybe part of a relationship of a give and take, but love as a person.
Mm-hmm.
Is something entirely different. It is all-consuming, and it emanates in every sense, and even some senses that we don't even experience
mm-hmm.
typically here. It was overwhelming, to say the very least. Consummate love,
right.
Love, the embodiment of love, Jesus Christ.
Right. Well, in your book, as we wrap things up with a minute left here, obviously, I think, Randy, you got to come back, buddy, because we barely got into much detail here, but that's the reason for people to get their hands on your book and read for themselves, because you reveal so much about your encounter with Christ and how much it changed your life. The golden nuggets that were, I guess, the gifts from God that you received as a result of your experience. And of course, you mentioned, challenges with your daughter, a suicide attempt, mental illness issues. It's not all been a bed of roses, but for this near-death experience, it's not that it delivered you from it all, but it definitely took a big load off of you, didn't it?
And that would be
to say the least.
Statement, Bill. Yeah,
exactly.
Yes,
all right.
I have an entirely different perspective.
Got to leave it there. Randy Kaye on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Randy.
Cut interest rates by 0.25%. Chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic Speaker Nancy Pelosi revealing her list of House impeachment managers will prosecute the case against President Trump in a Senate trial, a trial now expected to begin on Tuesday. The team will be led by Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, chairs of the House Intel and Judiciary panels. The other managers, California's Zoe Lofgren, New York's Hakeem Jeffries, Florida's Val Demings, Colorado's Jason Crow, and Texan's Sylvia Garcia. Nadler is saying at the briefing where the managers were announced,
because, I mean, some people said, well, you know, let the election take care of it. He's trying to cheat in that election. So it is essential that we bring this impeachment to stop the president from trying to rig, not from trying, he tried, from rigging the next election.
President Trump will be signing the first phase of a new China trade deal shortly, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home, where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken. Oh, I want to go. Oh, I want to go home.
Bill Martinez, live.
I'm in your open
arms. Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, we're hearing a lot about Iran these days. But I am grateful for our next guest, Amanda Irvin, who is giving us a view inside of Iran that is not being reported by the mainstream media. They're hesitant to talk about it. And it is beyond me why. Because the mainstream media and progressives would want us to believe that they're most concerned about the human condition and about oppression. But yet oppression abounds and they conveniently ignore it because for some reason it fits into their agenda. And it makes you wonder how legitimate really are they that they would not be concerned about their brothers and sisters around the world, though they tell you rhetorically they are, but yet in actions they do not. Amanda is the author of a new book that's going to be released in the coming week, I think next week, the 27th of January. It's titled The Ladies' Secret Society. She is the founder and president of the Alliance of Iranian Women. The book addresses the reality of what happened when the Shah of Iran was deposed and the Ayatollahs came in and the mullahs started taking over her country. And what happened to women? It's real and it's shocking. There's so much about the story yet to be understood. We're getting a little bit of insight into it after the killing of Soleimani by taking him off the battlefield. Yes, we saw, you know, thousands of people. Some had described a million people coming out. Many will tell you there in Iran, as we have been reporting, that many of those people were paid. I mean, it was all part of the show. It was a show just like in North Korea, because they wanted the world to think that this man, this terrorist, was a hero, that he was one that fought, you know, for Iran and for the people of Iran, when there's another side of the story. Amanda Irvin, let's bring you on here now. Thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate you being here to share your truth and to share, I say your truth, and I don't mean it like it's categorical. I mean, it is the truth. It's the other side of the story that we're not hearing about the people of Iran.
Yes, and I appreciate the fact that I'm allowed to bring the voice of Iranian people, especially Iranian women and children, to America, because what apparently is going on here is that a segment of the members of the activists are not interested to tell the truth to America. Every time I have been, like, speaking anywhere at the Congress or university this year and there, they tell me, well, this is your culture. Mm. And it's very disrespectful to us Iranian Americans to tell us that this, what is the criminals that are ruling our country with iron fist under Sharia law, and they have been killing at least 1.5 million of us, of Iranians, in the country during the last 40 years, and nobody cares about it.
Right.
And unfortunately, like yesterday, when the Republican members of the House put out a legislation to support the people of Iran who are rising up, who are fighting for their existence, that unfortunately the Democrats did not want to go along with it. Mm-hmm. They are supporting the dictators, the killers, the murderers of the people of Iran, but do not tell the truth to American people.
Well, some of this is just a flat-out ignorance, and I say ignorant and flat-out because it's a determined ignorance about common sense. I mean, look, given the opportunity, do you want to be free or do you want to be oppressed? I mean,
even an animal wants to be free.
Right, exactly. So you sit there, you go, so why would the Iranian people subject themselves to this after the Shah of Iran? And see, we don't understand that part of history because it's very complicated in the Middle East. But some of it is not so complicated. I mean, the people of Iran were compelled in this situation. And what we find is consistent historically is that roughly you got 10% of the perpetrators and 90% of the people being compelled and forced in order to go along, to get along, to survive. Because I mean, if at every turn you're seeing your neighbors or relatives being murdered because they don't believe in the government and because they want to express, a natural human perspective to say, hey, this is not right, this is not fair. Well, we'll show you what's right or fair. How about if we just take your head off?
Yes, well, what happened in 1979 was a show again that the clergies through the mosques know how to put out, knew at that time to how to put out on the streets. But the reality is, according to the declassified documents, records of CIA available at the Library of Congress, Khomeini and President Carter made a deal. And he was not the choice of the people of Iran, despite the media and despite what has been put out for the world, the Western world. This was a plan by a group of members of the State Department, intelligence office, and other people at who decided to convince President Carter, and he went along. I have in my book all the records, the letters between Khomeini and President Carter, the interviews of Ambassador Sullivan in Iran with the clergy, not with the women senators in the Senate of Iran, not with 28 members of Iranian parliament who were females, nobody, just the clergy. And how the State Department people said that Khomeini is not anti-women, he is not for Sharia law, he's a good man, we should trust him, and he's going to be our ally and friend. And in one of his letters to President Carter, Khomeini did say to President Carter that I will be loyal and I will support any American citizens and American business economic interest in Iran. His own sentence.
Mm-hmm. What did he say about supporting women?
He never. Well, in one of the interviews with the Guardian, with the reporter of Guardian, London Guardian,
mm-hmm.
he has said, "Oh no, we don't want to do anything gay. Well, Iranian women are free. They're going to be equal, free, and we're never going to do anything against women." He lied mm-hmm. to everybody.
Yes.
And that man was a murderer of even children. I have put the history in my book
yes.
for America to really read and learn who we are. I hear some of the Democrats, the liberals here say, oh, if we remove this regime, change of regime in Iran, it's going to be like Iraq. That is just a lie, complete lie, because Iran isn't 3,000 years old country.
Mm-hmm.
And we have gone through 3,000 years of history. And we are still there. Iraq was made by the British MI6 in 1924. They are not
exactly.
even 100 years old.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Amanda Irvin right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show that comes to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Amanda Irvin continues with us. She is the author of the book, The Ladies' Secret Society. During the Iranian Islamic Revolution, Amanda witnessed the execution of many innocent people, if you can imagine, including her high school principal, who was murdered because she was a woman. And the Secretary of Education, she bore witness as her homeland pushed backward to crude 7th century Arabian standards, and she witnessed the effect. Having been educated in the U.S. in 1979, she was the Managing Director of Department of Statistics and International Affairs at the Customs Administration in Iran. She came to the United States as a political refugee in 1980, became a citizen 3 years later, and began her fight for human rights in Iran. She is the founder and president of the Alliance of Iranian Women, a group which has deep connections within the Iranian diaspora and within Iran. Soon-to-be-released book, The Ladies' Secret Society, History of Courageous Women of Iran, is going to be, no doubt, an incredible eye-opener. This is the reality. These are true stories of our fellow human beings in Iran that are caught in this incredible political struggle. And as she cited earlier, and she has documentation that's in her book, how the Carter administration was duped by the religious leaders of Iran, and really not only President Carter, but the international community as well, right, Amanda?
Yes. In the last meeting, right before the takeover of G8. Summit in Guadeloupe Island off the coast of France, President Carter and Callaghan, Prime Minister Callaghan of England, and the French and the whole, you know, Western European allies that are no allies of us. I mean, us mean America, because I am American. I'm really a patriotic American, and I'm proud to be an American. But these people are not our allies. I have the history to. I'm a historian.
Yes.
So anyway, but the whole issue here is that at that time Yes, in Waterloo, they all decided to remove the Shah, who was a patriot, who was on the side of women, who removed 200 years of slavery from the nation, from our country and his country. And they called the same mainstream media of those times, they called him a dictator, a murderer, dictator, all kinds of accusations, which were not true. None of them were true, because the clergy hated him, because he was going against their will of keeping women under Sharia law, right, in hijab, and he refused. They wanted to keep people illiterate, like they are doing again, and the Shah did not want it. It was educating Iranians everywhere in the country, even in the mountains, and also he removed the a crime of the people, the farmers who were owned by clergy, mm-hmm, and the members of the previous Turkish rulers of Iran. So,
Well, I would say it is extremely ironic, and there's probably a better word to use than that, Manda, that in your book, The Ladies' Secret Society, History of Courageous Women of Iran, for what they've endured since, you know, the religious leaders have taken over Iran, they, would you say they paid the biggest price?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody knows that. Everybody in the world knows what this man, this regime, has done to the women of Iran. When Khomeini took over and the people of Iran, and he said the first word that women should go back to Sharia law, I was there. My mother, grandmother, and we all went out on the street. We marched. There was at least 1 million women in Iran who marched on the street day after day, in rain, under snow. A large group of Iranian women lawyers went on a sitting strike in front of the Justice Department. But I tell you one thing, not a single Western woman stood by us.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. Completely ignored.
What happened to the men of Iran?
Well, the men, of course, they were, if you remember that there was 8 years of war between Khomeini and Saddam Hussein.
Mm-hmm.
And during that 8 years, Khomeini, according to the numbers inside Iran, in that 8 year war, almost 1 million Iranian men and even little boys were killed. They used little boys as minesweepers. Can you believe that?
That's incredible. No.
People of Iran would not let their boys out on the street because they would be kidnapped by the Revolutionary Guards, who are the protectors of the regime and Islam, not Iran or Iranian people. And they would not let their children, the little boys, go out because they were kidnapping the little boys, take them to war, and put a band-aid on the top of their head and send them out as minesweepers. This is what these people are. These people are not Iranian. They were imported to Iran by the Turkish, like Ottoman Empire, these were the cousins,
yes,
of Ottomans, tribes in Turkey. There was Safavid Turks that they came. Iran had become very weak anyway, but they took over Iran. They conquered and took over Iran, and they brought Shiaism and a whole group of Shiite clergies into Iran and established Shiaism in Iran. Until then, and history since Cyrus the Great, who wrote the first proclamation of human rights, which is now the cylinder is in British Museum.
Right.
Since then, freedom of worship has been a huge part of Iranian culture. And look who is prevented from freedom of worship now, after 3,000 years.
Imagine. That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. And so these Shiite clergies were first brought to Iran. Shiaism was downloaded in our society, pushed forth, and the system is, if you don't go along, you're going to be gone.
Exactly. No, yeah. It is oppressive, and you can see what has happened. And when I ask about the men, because usually in cultures, it is the men that hold space unless they're conscripted, in much the same way that happened in World War II Germany. And basically, you're saying an established pattern was followed there in Iran as well. So it really neutered the men, and it left the women without any kind of protection.
Yes. Well, you see, the whole issue is that women and children are properties of men. This is outright slavery in 20th century.
Yes.
In a country that Cyrus the Great was anti-slavery, and he freed his slaves from Babylon and here and there,
exactly.
Mostly Jews, and he helped them. He helped the Jews to go back to Israel and finance rebuilding of the temple again.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what these people are. They tell us when the young people go to the tomb, modest tomb of Cyrus the Great, on the day that they have chosen every year, they stop them. They block all the roads so these young people won't go there. They march around and they shout, Cyrus, you are our father. Iran is our homeland. You are our father. That means these people are nobody to us.
Exactly.
And yes.
We've got about a minute left here, Amanda, and you are going to come back. I need to have you come back, as we've got to continue this communication and this history that you are so well versed in. It is important that the West understands, and that our audience understands, what's going on in Iran. And in light of what has happened, where you see this maximum pressure by the United States and Donald Trump that's being placed upon the country of Iran and its leadership, what do you see in the next 5 years? I mean, how long can this existing leadership last? Because it seems very precarious and tentative right now.
Absolutely. Iran, I mean, the regime knows that Iranians, it knew from day one that they cannot last in Iran, in Iranian society and among Iranian people. So what they did, they created this Revolutionary Guard. They took over all the finances, most of the money in Iran, including $150 billion that President Obama gave them.
Right.
It all went in creating more power.
Exactly.
More power.
We got to leave it
when
there.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wrap, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. Maybe.